So the book that you've just published is called "The Worst Times Are the Best Times,"
yes.
And it's a very, very cool and inspiring story. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, pretty much, my co-author Ed Robinson came to me several years ago and after hearing me speak and said, you know, you should think about writing a book, and I declined like three times because I just didn't take myself that seriously, and I just wasn't interested in writing an autobiography. And after a while, you know, he convinced me, he said, look, we could target the teens and, you know, just pretty much give a collection of your short stories of the things and the triumphs that you've endured and were fortunate enough to overcome. And, you know, we put it all in the book. And, you know, at the end of the book, we had everything except for a title. And I just thought it needed to be cliche-ish, and I was searching, and it was the toughest thing ever. And then finally, I just said, you know, look, the worst times are the best times. That's it. Prime example of my life. It's indicative of everything that I've been through, and it's stuck, and it's really catchy, so, you know, I'm comfortable with it.
It's got to be a big sort of mental leap to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write an autobiography, right?
Right, yeah, that was really tough. So, you know, the fortunate thing is it's not an autobiography. It's just more like, you know, it's part memoir.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a series of short stories, and, you know, I was understanding to the generation today where you kind of got to talk to kids in 140 characters or less, you know, so the stories are not too long-winded. It's like cut to the chase, and I was able to pretty much create the book however I want it, and just sticking with the line of work of me being a coach. At the end of every chapter, we had what we call a locker room and a chalkboard, and those were pretty much key points that we wanted you to take away from the chapter, so it's a real cool thing.
Speaking with Coach Lavelle Moten of NC Central University, he's got a new book out. And, Coach, I think people who follow college basketball in this area especially know you for the work that you've done on the court, both as a player and a coach. You've been amazingly successful with NC Central, and in 5 years you got the team to the NCAA tournament. Really terrific season last year. But tell us about the stories that go into the book itself, the stories that you're telling from your life.
You know, what the prologue begins with, you know, I think everyone is pretty much aware of the incident with my son,
mm-hmm.
Who was badly burnt, mm-hmm. Spilled coffee on himself 2 days after we won the NCAA, the MEAC championship. And so I was in the hospital with him, not knowing if I was going to attend the biggest game of my professional coaching career. You know, you work your butt off just to get to that game, and, you know, you're on high, you know, career-wise, but personally, you at an all-time low because your child is in the hospital. So that's the prologue, and that's pretty much the setup of it all because, you know, I grew up without a father. So the demons that I was fighting were actually saying to myself, you know, listen, I cannot leave this young man here. For him to be 20 years old and say, okay, my father left me to go coach a basketball game at the toughest time of my life. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I was really at a crossroads. And, you know, from that chapter, it goes into the fatherless chapter, which is about my life and how my father left and things of that nature. So, you know, it's really a great book. You know, I don't want to give too much of it away, but, you know, if you've ever been in love, it tells about the first time, you know, I was in love and I got my heart broke. And, you know, we all go through that. But the key is how you respond. And, you know, what I really want from people to gather from this book is that, you know, I know the title is The Worst Times Are the Best Times, but, you know, you have to embrace that and find solace in the struggle, because those are the times that God is intending for you to get your ultimate blessing. So you just got to learn everything during those tumultuous times, and I'm fortunate that I did.
And so much about this book is about overcoming adversity, and should mention that a portion of the proceeds from the books are going to go to help a great organization here in the Triangle and nationwide, the Boys and Girls Club of America, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, that's the one thing, you know, the Boys and Girls Clubs have been so, you know, I mean, it's just been paramount for my life. It's been, you know, they've been tremendous. And my aim was to have this book in every Boys and Girls Club. I didn't care about Pulitzer Prizes or being a bestseller, or New York All Times bestseller, whatever the awards are. I just wanted these kids to have their life impacted, and you know, so they can read a story and be inspired and overcome that adversity, because we're all different, but we're pretty much cut from the same cloth. And at the end of the day, we're all going to go through those things. And, you know, it's also a catalyst for conversation between parents and teenagers, you know, so many times. And I know it was like that a lot in my household. So many times parents have conversations with their kids after the fact. You know, it's a reaction. And I think this book can allow families to become proactive, and they could use my stories for example. And, you know, I'm all for that. So that's why I think it's an incredible book for households.
Well, I wish you all the best. And again, the publication date is September 2nd, so a little bit less than a month from now. This book's going to be out and available everywhere. And
right.
Should mention, in a couple of weeks on Saturday the 16th, there's an event coming up at the Boys and Girls Club of Raleigh, right?
Right. It's actually August 23rd.
23rd, okay.
Yeah, I have a community day with myself and P.J. Tucker, the Phoenix Suns, and we're both products of the Boys and Girls Clubs, as well as John Wall, you know, from the Washington with us and
yep.
things like that. So, you know, we just try to give back, and I try to give back every single year, because, you know, it's nothing like going back home and looking at those kids and allowing them to remind you of yourself. So I just think that's the beauty in it all.
Well, thank you so much, Coach Moten, and best of luck to you with the book and with the upcoming season for NC Central. How are you going to follow up last year?
Well, you know, we just that's been the conversation around. I just think you don't try to have an encore from last year. I just think you embrace the fact that last year's team was super special, and what they accomplished, I think it was like the greatest team in the history of HBCU basketball statistically, you know, both offensively and defensively. So you let that be. And, you know, this group that we have here, the reality is they haven't won any games together. They haven't accomplished anything, you know. So hopefully they'll be eager to go out and seek some accolades for themselves and play hard every single night.
Well, they got a great example to follow. Coach Lavelle Moten, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.